Let's raise our vibrations. A vibration is a state of being, the atmosphere, or the energetic quality of a person, place, thought, or thing. On this episode of Anything But Simple Talk, I am chatting with Andrea. Andrea has been in the wellness field for the past 8 years. She's the owner of Quartz and Canary and is an extremely intuitive person. She offers independent coaching services and is what I like to call my spiritual guru. Get ready to raise your vibrations with me. Andrea, oh my gosh, the one and only. Welcome to the Anything But Simple Talk podcast.
It's such a pleasure, Susie. Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing to be on the pod today. I'm so excited to talk about the fun stuff we have planned, right?
Absolutely. I have been wanting to talk about this for so long. Raise your vibration. I feel like it's become like a fad. Like everyone talks about this now. Everyone's like, I want to raise my vibe and raise your vibration. It's like something everyone talks about, which I love. But what exactly does it really mean to you to raise your vibration?
Yeah, so raising a vibration to me is from like a cellular level. I've explained it on my personal page and I talk about it a lot, at, you know, with Quartz and Canary and the other things I do. And for me, it is very much a fad. So I will say I totally agree with that. Raising the vibration or your vibration means that you are doing work on a conscious level to reach your subconscious mind, which in turn will physically elevate your body. It's 95-5, right? So 95 of our mind is subconscious and 5% of our brain is really the conscious mind. So here we are trying to do the conscious work on trauma, things that have, you know, affected us throughout our lives. And with that work, we see a change in our subconscious, which then we see a change in our physical conscious, and then our body actually changes. I always make a joke. It's not like you sit with a Rubik's cube and you try to mess around with it for a few hours and see what happens. It's something that's very deliberate. And vibing higher isn't just about learning how to manifest things either. I want to clarify that too. Because a lot of people think like they can read this self-help and start the process of manifestation perhaps more rapidly. And that has nothing to do with vibrations.
Yeah. And then how much does the people you're around affect your vibe? Like let's someone like you, you're very self-aware, you know how to take care of your vibe. And you're just so careful with yourself and you're so good to yourself. But then if you're around someone who's toxic, even someone like you who's very prepared for that, how does that affect you?
It can manifest itself in draining energy. And I think that that's one of the best examples I give about how energy is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you ever been in a room with a person who's not doing well, who has a very low vibration, and you can feel that low vibration because they're not thinking in the right space, they don't carry their life in the right way, or not the right way, but they're not optimizing themselves. So it comes across as almost like a draining energy that you have, and that you start experiencing where all of a sudden you get tired, you feel lethargic, you almost feel foggy. That's, you know, really the difficult part about sometimes what I do is because my job is to pull people out of those states.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a very different type of work. So as used to it as I am, I always tell people, you can't really control who's around you, but you can control who's around you. You know, you can't really control who's around you if you're in a crowded room and, you know, now that we're socializing more, if we're at, you know, a gathering or something like that in the future, and there's people around you that you already can kind of tell and feel like, I don't know about them, but you can control who's around you, right? So you can pick and choose who deliberately to have in your day-to-day life.
And I think you touched on this on one of your Motivation Mondays, which I love. And it's about, and I've had this actually happen to me too, is where you can control you have around you, but you also can in terms of the workplace. So let's say you're working with someone who's kind of toxic, drains you every time you're with them. They stress you out no matter how happy and great you're doing. How do you deal with that?
I think that there's like protection practices. The first thing I always tell people is sometimes like obviously the jewelry is my I'm a fanatic about it, and I think that it really does work, even on a conscious level. Bring something with you that makes you feel protected, whether you feel like wearing Buddha every day, or you feel like wearing a stone that you feel like helps you protect yourself from exterior energies. Even if you're an angel person and you really gear towards angel energies, use something every day that you feel is going to protect you. I also really believe that there's like a heavy duty cleansing process that needs to go into things. And maybe it's meditation. Maybe you have a shower every time you come home and you visualize the water cleansing you. Sometimes people like to do kind of like self Reiki, where they're just like, shake it off, right? And they physically do things to their body to eliminate that. It's about having the right process for you. I call in the elements of the earth. So I'll say, you know, I protect myself with fire, water, earth, and air. And I use those different elements to keep myself grounded and protected. But I also have moments where it's like, I'll just take out a glow stick of sage and start burning some shit and be like, you know, you just start fanning your smoke.
You do what you got to do.
Exactly that. Whatever keeps the bad vibes. Remember, you can't control their vibration, but you sure as hell can control yours. So despite the fact that that person may be around you all the time, you can absolutely make a point to use different methods of protection. And just remember, they are who they are. You're not here to control and change them. You're only here to control and change you. And the more positive and energetically like effervescent you become, the more they'll pick up on that. There's a ripple effect. There definitely is, even if you're dealing with the most like negative Nelly that there is.
That's very true. That's good advice. Thank you. And then obviously after the year we've had, how can and it keeps getting worse. That's like, you think it's getting better and then something else gets thrown into our lives. But how do you think we can rebuild some of that positive vibration back into our lives?
And I think this was a very spiritual entity that we were dealing with. And I think that it really put the focus on the home, because so many people's home lives were fragmented. They were out of sorts. The relationships with parent-child weren't good. The relationships with, you know, people and spouses weren't good. Spouse to child, so on and so forth. And it was just something that we needed to refocus. So now that the focus on the home is kind of being removed, I don't want us to forget that it was the focus for a reason. It was all about how can we de-stress and declutter the rest of our lives with things that we don't really need to do. That's why like the corporate structure crumbled and why commuting to work was not a thing anymore. Think about it. The entire corporate structure like literally crumbled. The whole office Mad Men concept, 9 to 5, keep scotch under your desk bullshit. Yeah. Right out the window. And it was all about, can I maximize a workout now? Can I meditate today? Can I do some yoga? Can I go for a walk? Can I find something fun to do? I have 2 extra hours now to pick up a hobby.
Right.
So, you know, even though things perceivably get worse or seem to be a little rocky, I don't want everybody to forget that the 4 walls that we're always in are something that are so sacred to your everyday life, and to really find different methods of appreciation and creativity every single day.
That's right. And don't you find though that they're kind of rushing things back? Like, I'm hearing a lot of conversation now about bosses asking everyone to come back to the office, not really giving them a choice. I was hoping that with this shift, that this would be like a different life for us, because as difficult as it was, like you mentioned, we were able to have more time with our families, we were able to do more things for us, and now it's like, nope, back to the grind, business as usual.
Well, listen, I honestly think that life is never going to go back to normal fully. I think that this is such a huge shift that it may appear on some exterior levels that things have quote unquote gone back to normal, but it won't ever go back to normal. And I think, you know, we're still seeing parts of the earth and how it's run by finances, and these big boxes or these employers are all really looking for people to come back because they still have bills to pay and things to do. So they're still looking at the almighty dollar at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I think deep down inside, people are really craving normalcy, whatever normalcy they believe to still exist. I honestly think that the rude awakening of things is going to be like none of that exists anymore. And even if some people get called back and some people don't, and some employers rush and some people don't, there are going to be thousands of businesses and thousands of people, or millions of businesses and millions of people that never get called back, that never go back to work. So it's kind of like a 50-50, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never really back to normal, even though on the exterior front it looks like that. We have to remember that everything we do is an illusion too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So you get to this place of high vibration, let's say. What kind of things mm-hmm. start happening in your life? What changes do we see?
You see some scary shit. Okay. what changes you see? Again, I make a running joke that it's like every client that starts really changing their elements, their vibration, and increasingly they'll call me, they're like, girl, in this meditation, guy, in this meditation, I had this and this and this happen. All these numbers started aligning. I saw 12, 34 times today. A beaver landed on my car. Something happened. Like, it was just some crazy shit. They're like, oh, you know, science and synchronicities really do add up.
Yeah.
Something is listening to us, whether we like to think of it as like something or not. People start noticing, and if you're not conscious of it, it's actually really cool. Like, if you're not quote unquote forcing it, they'll notice number sequences, they'll notice changes in their bodies or their diets. It's like almost automatic where their brain shifts and their body shifts, and now they can't eat the same. You physically can't eat or consume substance the same. And if you have any sort of addictions, they start being really heavily challenged, right? So for my smokers out there, it becomes challenged, right? For people who perhaps even have like minor addictions to things, like whether it's working out or whether it's food, those things start to become challenged. Dreaming becomes more intense. Sensitivity to people becomes more intense. The other thing that I find that people tell me all the time is, you know, I just was thinking about this person and then they called me, or I thought about this with so-and-so and it was real. Like, all of a sudden their intuition becomes the most prominent thing. I'm basically saying they become like mini psychics. They end up sensing and feeling things in their atmosphere more readily than they would have before. They also, I really feel like, become more zen. Even if anxiety or depression was something that was really in their field, they start to see like a calmness coming towards them. Yeah. You know, you start to see them change and their energy change. It's visible.
Yeah, 100%. And I've noticed that even for myself, because the past year I've really tried, and especially since working with you, to really be trusting my intuition, listening to my body more. And as an empath, I struggle big time with certain energies, being around certain people, things that I would just put up with before. I no longer can, so it doesn't bring me any joy, and my happiness is number one now. Yeah. And how do you, like, for an empath or for someone who really feels people's vibes, how can we, like, I know you talked about how we can protect ourselves, but how can we protect others from it too? Because sometimes it rubs off on other people when you're having a bad vibration. And how can you kind of excuse yourself and be like, I'm really sorry, I'm just not feeling it today, I don't want it to rub off on you? Like, how do you go about it that way?
Well, that's the thing. You can actually excuse yourself and give yourself some time and just say, right now, I feel like I need to sort my own emotions out and I don't want to project those on you or make you a part of them when I maybe can't articulate myself. But sometimes we can't fully control that. Energy is a very transferable thing. It's the law of vibration. It's everywhere. Energy is everywhere. Everything is energy. The best thing that you can do is, if you're not in the right vibration, it's just be honest. I'm not feeling 100% today. I wish I was. Unfortunately, I'm not. So I'm going to take some time to do A, B, and C, and then we can circle back and talk about it, and I'll let you into maybe what I'm thinking. Just so you take in space, because I think, you know, the vibration of being lowered comes from being triggered.
Yeah.
And when by home, by life, by outside, by just nuance happening to you on the day-to-day, sometimes those triggers come out in our behavior. And that's where our behavior becomes lower vibrational. So like annoyance, anger, frustration, resentment, aloof. Those are lower vibrational emotions. So that's what rubs off on people. But if you take the stance to say, I'm feeling angry today, and I know it's because of this that's happened to me, I'm going to take a minute. you have a better chance of not kind of rubbing that off on a person than being short or curt or angry or frustrated or aloof and distant, you know?
Yeah.
Better chance at not having people really feel the effects of that.
Yeah, it honestly is always the best policy, especially when it protects you and other people, right?
Of course, yeah.
So you're also known as the Crystal Girl. And you've been known as that, as the probably the crazy Crystal Girl since you started before this was even a thing, right? 100%. What would you say are your top crystals to raise your vibration?
Okay, there's a couple. There's a couple. I think that my top three, I think, are the basics, clear quartz, you know. It's really an amplifier. And my favorite thing about clear quartz is that it starts to recognize your energies. It will tune itself to what you are sensing and feeling. So it will actually operate with your energy. That's why clear quartz is literally in everything technological that we use today, because it tunes with the energy of what we need on the screen.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So like we wouldn't be able to speak right now if it wasn't for clear quartz, because it's in our phones.
Oh.
Computers. It's, you know, LCD, liquid crystal display.
Okay.
It's in our watches. It's in our medical instruments. It's in a whole bunch of things. So, you know, clear quartz is a very responsive and a intuitive crystal. That for sure. To go off the beaten path, apophyllite is a really great stone for raising the vibration. Like putting nitrous oxide in a car, you know, like Fast and the Furious, when they press the button and they let that gas and everything just kind of like popped off and they went full speed. That's what it does. It's also really excellent for Reiki healers and empaths and people who are in the healing space. So if you feel like you want to raise your vibration and you got a lot of work, you know, you're always putting on the rubber gloves to help other people raise theirs, that's a great, great crystal to carry with you. And one of my favorite racks. And last but not least, my favorite, I can't live without it. Actually, I'll list one more after that.
No. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Any good ones? One that I really cannot live without is citrine. I wear it almost every single day. It is a natural mood lifter. It never needs to be cleansed or charged. You don't need to do anything to it. It has like the energy of the sun, which is the largest star. You know, it has this amazing quality to bring you luck and abundance. But also, if you're having a shitty day, to be like, that's okay. I still feel good. You know,
why is it that you don't have to charge this one? Is it because of the power of the sun? Is that why? Because it's constantly gaining the power?
Yeah. Right. So citrine is a derivative of clear quartz. And you often use, it's in the quartz family, so you often use clear quartz to charge or cleanse things as well.
Yeah.
So clear quartz does need mild charging, but you'll rarely find any pieces of clear quartz need intensive work. And I feel like citrine, because it's on that yellow gradient, also relates very much so to the solar plexus chakra, which is all about power. And I think that it hones in that power and that solar energy of something that kind of just continually burns and never needs to be restarted or reignited. I also feel like because it's a very high vibrational stone with a lot of gentle aspects, depending on where you put it. Not gonna lie, don't put it under your pillow if you're not ready, because you're not gonna sleep. I did that. Didn't sleep for 3 days. But I think that it's a wonderful stone.
Wow. That's amazing. And you said you were going to name one more. Please feel free.
Jade. Okay? Jade is one of the best stones to carry when it comes to what I feel. Listen, I take whatever the textbooks say and I understand them, but then I use it sparingly because I like to learn from each one of my clients on how we interpret them.
Yeah.
So for me, it is a stone that connects the spirit world with the physical world, the dream world with the physical world. It's also a stone that really prevents against illness and removes illness from the body, which I think we can all use now.
Yeah.
I think we can use it. It's very ancient. That practice of using jade for that reason in Chinese medicine is very, very ancient. I also find that jade is very soothing. It's very, very soothing, and it's wonderful for calmness. And I think it's excellent for bonding the right relationships to you, which have so much to do with your vibration. I also think that it has so much to do with the general luck, you know? Luck is not something that really happens. It's opportunity and alignment meeting together.
Yes.
And that jade helps you feel optimistic and aligned. And I think it does a wonderful job of keeping your heart chakra just the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. And then I kind of feel like you need to be careful who gifts it to you too, right? Like if someone who you're kind of not 100% sure about gifts you jade or gifts you any kind of crystal, I feel like it's just such a personal thing. And I get mine from you and I know that they're coming from a good place. I know that you set your intentions before and I can feel it when it comes. Like it's like this energy that just comes from the crystal when you open it up. But how important do you think it is where you get your crystals from and who gifts them to you?
See, I think it's massive. I honestly, girl, if I have to be completely blunt with you, I started off as a jeweler before I was a crystal healer. I was in the jewelry industry from 18 years onwards. I was designing engagement rings by the time I was 19 or 20. So, you know, I was selling diamonds. I knew what I was doing on a technological aspect of jewelry and a gemological aspect of jewelry. So crystals are kind of like the common and trendy name that's been given to them, but it's actually precious and semi-precious gemstones. And one of the biggest things for me is you need to know that the person you're getting your crystals from has a good understanding of gemological information as well. Because the more you understand gemology, the more you understand the crystal itself, the more you can understand the energy behind it. So I think it's vastly important where you get your gemstones from. I think they should know where they're getting it from, whom they're sourcing it from, how those persons, those people are sourcing it. And I also think that having somebody who knows, you know, that carnelian is treated with boric acid, right? And that's what gives it its color. Who knows the difference between irradiated citrine or natural citrine? Yeah, where you can get your moldavite from. And it's just so important for people to know how gemstones are treated. Like opalite is a lab created stone. Some people say that it can pick up a frequency. I think that we're really in the understanding Mother Nature and how, you know, she created things to benefit us and how we can consistently use them, also sparingly, to help raise our vibration. So I think that that's really important. You should absolutely know. They should have gemological knowledge, energy knowledge, crystal knowledge. And I'm not talking about just like basic chakras either, because there are a few ways we can categorize gemstones and how they work on the body, and chakras is one of them. It's really the color that will determine what chakra it influences. But you know, if you're asking me, I'll tell you that citrine lines up all of them, in my opinion. I think that like garnet for me is a major reboot stone, and it does align all the chakras as well, but I wouldn't give garnet to somebody unless they really need a reboot. So, you know, you have to understand, is it also dyed garnet or is it, you know, natural? This is the thing that we have to talk about in the industry, because the reality of what I do is not something that you need to be educated for on a formal basis.
Right. And it's not like you're just purchasing it on Etsy from just anybody too, which, you know, nothing against doing that. But I know that when I'm purchasing from you, that the intentions are there, the knowledge is there. And that's so important to me.
And that's exactly it. And I appreciate that so much, because I spend so much time going through the process. I have a gemologist on call 24/7. I just had a conversation with her about certifying some moldavite that we were buying and talking about, you know, how it reads on a refractor and things like that. And it's just certain things that you wouldn't think. Like I got our citrine tested to make sure it was 100% natural.
Yeah, well, you want to stand behind that I do. What you're selling, right? You want to stand behind that.
Yeah, there's even like a story about the bar pendants. We carry natural jade now, but when they first came out, we did them in gold rutilated quartz. We did them in labradorite and clear quartz. And I originally wanted them done in jade. And they sent me back stones that were subpar and were not real jade. They were green onyx that was falsified and marketed differently. And I said to the supplier, you've lost the deal. I'm going with somebody else. See you later.
Yeah. And I'm sure it would have cost you a lot less probably to go that route too, but that's not what mattered to you.
No. And I wanted to make sure that people got what it is that I wanted them to.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for me to, for people to actually have trust in a company and trust in the crystal realm that can come off as very hokey pokey, you know, cross is very, you know, laissez-faire and not based on a pseudoscience. I want people to have the feeling of the gemological and the jeweler's grade background with the same energy notes as the crystal community has.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. Proud of you. So for raising your vibration and manifesting, do you find that those go hand in hand or are they two totally separate things?
So here's the controversy behind manifestation. Alignment, and it is about raising your vibration, but you can have people who you may know in your life that have no talent when it comes to raising their vibration. And I say talent because it takes work and it takes effort and it takes commitment and it takes, you know, meditation, even though you might not get it the first 20 times, or self-help and self-work, even though it might feel uncomfortable to you, but they're manifesting their entire life left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. It's because they feel they deserve it. And they feel they deserve it and they visualize it so much that they're masters at it. So therefore, their vibration is in harmony with what it is that they want. Are they maybe the most high vibrational person? Not necessarily. They're just aligning their vibration with what it is that they want.
Yeah.
I believe that manifestation and high vibrational reality can be merged together because I think when people do raise their vibration, they see things coming to them at a quicker rate. They see things happen in their life and there's an ease about the way things happen. You're like, well, why does that happen? Because if you feel you deserve it, the universe will serve it, point blank, period.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. You know, when you say it like that, like I can already, like people come to mind that I know are doing that, right? I'm sure for everybody, there's like that one person at least that will come to your mind that you're like, oh, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Or you say to yourself, well, I'm meditating or I'm doing a walk every day to cleanse my mind and I'm doing protection methods and I'm writing and I'm journaling and I'm seeing a therapist and I'm taking care and I'm using a crystal. Girl, I have seven crystals, everyone, you know,
like yeah.
You have this setup, but yet you go out with a person and you see them tell you, well, I got this and I got that and I did, but material doesn't mean anything. Also, just because you become a master manifester at relationships or material or money does not mean your vibration is in high alignment. We know a lot of people who make a ton of money but might not be great people.
Yep.
It just means they're in alignment or in harmony with what they want.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about manifesting, woman affesting, person affesting. For people in the singles that are listening to this, don't spend your time trying to attract a person. Spend your time being the person.
Yes.
And just know that God has somebody for you. And that's the thing, that person will show up. But it's when we believe that we have also a ton of hard work to do that we push away our manifestation. So just because somebody manifested a relationship doesn't mean it's the right one.
Yeah.
Just because somebody manifested money doesn't mean it's for the right reasons or it's going to make them happy. Remember that things that come out of high vibrational alignment and happiness, genuine, untainted happiness, always feel better when you manifest the right thing. And you always end up manifesting the right thing.
That's amazing advice. That's amazing advice.
Thank you.
Now, you have a program which I'm currently enrolled in, and it's called the Simple Wellness Program. Yeah. And can you tell me and our listeners a little bit more about that and what the hope of the outcome for those who take it is?
Yeah, so a little bit about Simple Wellness is it's S-I-M-P-L period because, you know, I got to do something weird with the word. That's just how I
am. And simple is in caps.
Is in
caps. Okay.
It's in caps. Simple and loud.
Yes.
Not really. I'm not that simple sometimes.
But it's also simple and loud, but yet quiet because it is a period. You're not like over the top with the exclamation. It's like simple caps, but period. Very correct. Specific.
Very specific. Yeah, that's a very Andrea thing. Type C personality and so many other aspects in life, but type A on some levels too, right? Yeah. So Simple Wellness really has to do with combining all of the knowledge that I've accumulated throughout the course of my own journey in therapies. I was in therapy from the age of 25, spiritual psychotherapy from 25 to about 29 intensively. And I still went for support afterwards. It's not like I stopped. I never stop. I always have a team of people that are always there to help me and always there to redirect me. But it was an accumulation of what I believe to be 13 foundational core steps that are really there as a general guideline of information that I'd like to pass on to you, as well as support you in understanding. The program is dedicated to really deal with what you are navigating in the moment, as well as incorporate what it is we need to in terms of that esoteric or spiritual knowledge. My hope for everybody who would enroll in this program is to genuinely see change and success in the first, you know, non-material ways, and to really lead a healthier and better life. And the program is really designed, like I said, to work with everything customized to you, but to incorporate those 13 foundational steps to give you that knowledge that I found in 74 different places. And I wish that it was kind of more succinct. You know, I wish time that it was laid out for me in a way that I can really grasp that knowledge and information. So it's almost a decade of knowledge that I've accumulated and yeah. Program. And my hope is really that I don't want anybody to become a version of themselves that I think they should be. I want them to become the version of themselves that is within them already, that they genuinely want to access and present to the world. That's the end goal.
And I love that you customize it, because you obviously, putting this together, you had to figure out like what steps you want to take with that person. Mm-hmm. But because I'm taking it, I can say this from my experience, is that you're not afraid to not follow your own guideline that you've set for it, because everyone's different. So I know on our last call, you're like, we're supposed to talk about this, but no, we're talking about this because we need to figure this thing out. You know, and you just know you trust your intuition, and you really give me the space that I need to learn from you. And it's so personal. And I think everyone would benefit from it.
That's so wonderful. Thank you for that. I think that one of the things that we find in the wellness space is that there are people with programs that just want to give you the program information and walk away. I'm here to give you the tidbits of knowledge, but a lot of the sessions are really related to diving deep into certain aspects of your life. And if you're coming to me and you're saying, I'm having a really bad day, I'm not vibrating where I need to be, I'm dealing with this issue right now and I have to contend with it, I don't care what I'm supposed to teach you. If I don't get you out of that headspace, you will never learn what it is that I'm supposed to bestow. Whether it's knowledge that I've accumulated in the last 5, 10, or 20 years, doesn't matter. So for me, it's more important about keeping you in the best space possible so you can absorb and learn as much as you can about yourself and about whatever it is that I can pay it forward.
Yeah, and I know that after our very first meeting, I felt like I was on top of the world. Like it was like, I had just been hit by electricity, but in the best possible way. I felt fantastic. But then our meeting after, I was sick to my stomach. During our call, I was like, I'm getting a headache. I was laying down. I got like a migraine. I was throwing up. I was like, there's so many ups and downs, but that's what it takes. That's what it takes to get to your best self. It takes work. And you felt it from me. And honestly, I feel like we're always in sync. Like today, I know no one can see us, but we are wearing little white, showing our shoulders, you know, like we always vibe so well. And you're just so amazing. You really, truly are. Oh,
thank you for trusting me. I know that that's a big thing that people have right now, and trust is a major factor that people are challenged with. They don't know who to trust. Like we're living, you know, in the last year and a half, we've gone to such a digitized era where it's not as interpersonal as it used to be. And I think that people have really had a hard time trusting practitioners or people in the wellness space, especially because, you know, when the world is in crisis, you don't know who's doing it for the right reasons or for the wrong reasons. So I appreciate you trusting me very much. So it's a deep honor that I have, and I have a great deal of respect for those who let me kind of help them along on this journey here.
Absolutely. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for this. I truly feel inspired every time we speak, and I feel so fortunate to have you in my life. I think you're incredible. Your energy and teaching us how to vibrate higher, I hope everyone felt it as much as I did.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate you having me on the pod. I love you. I love it. I wish everybody listening to it nothing but the best. Listen to her. She is a gem. And follow up on all the other episodes. I know she's going to do so great.
Thank you so much. And you can find Andrea's Conscious Custom Jewelry at www.quartzandcanary.com. She's also on Instagram at quartzandcanary and all love Andrea, where you'll be able to find information on her sessions, spiritual comedy, and so much more. I'll have everything listed below. So thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you so much for tuning into episode 5 of the Anything But Simple Talk podcast. I love how I feel after speaking with Andrea, and I hope you feel inspired to raise your vibration. Let go of tension by creating new meanings and generating better feeling emotions so that you can have more fuel available to all parts of yourself. And remember, don't be ashamed to be anything but simple. The best people are.